December 21st, it's the winter solstice, 2003, on the Watt from Pedro show. Block from Pedro Show. It's the winter solstice, December 21st, 2003. That was Mr. John Coltrane with Out of This World off his Live in Seattle record. Pretty trippy. Pretty heady mix there. Let me tell you, it's a hurt watt. From Pedro rapping on at you today, because a couple days ago, Thursday, Big Zach, or was it Thursday? Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. Friday morning, I went over my handlebars on my bike over here at Gaffey and 18th Street. And I took blows. I've got a sore arm, my forearm landed on mainly, so it's hard to use my fingers. Kiss the ground with my mouth, but I puffed up my air inside, so when I, because it was trippy, as I was flying through the air, the time slowed down, and I tucked my legs and my arms in. I puffed out my cheeks, so when I knew my face was going to hit, so it cushioned the blow. You can't really see as much because of the mustache, all the blood there. And then I scraped up the leg, port side, below the knee. It could have been a lot worse. And I knew about this bump. I was just such in a rush to get down to Land's End because, you know, especially this time of year in Pedro, sunrises can be righteous, man. And the sky was red, red. Not magenta, but like crimson, you know. Dark, ruby red. And only a few minutes it lasts, so I was jamming and jamming. Now, this wasn't even on a hill. I was just going fast because I wanted to go get these shots taken with my camera. So, usually, I only go down Gaffey as far as maybe 17th Street at the furthest, but for some reason I stayed on, and when I crossed, whoa, something happened in here at the Love Grotto. Brother Matt, you okay?
Yeah, we're live.
Alright. So anyway, for some reason I stayed on Gaffey, and I'm jamming it, and I'm not holding on that tight. I'm all excited about catching the sunrise, and I hit this bump, and I was tossed. It's a javelin throw. It's a football loft. You know, I was thrown. And the way gravity had with me, it brought me down hard on the asphalt. But I could have been run over. I could have hit a car. There's a lot of bad things that could have happened. So I got out pretty lucky. But I have to say, can't really play. It's the left hand, the one that does the fret. And I had to do a couple gigs last night. Brother Matt's Burrito today. I was righteous.
Yeah.
Right after in Long Beach for the Wooten Center in Compton. And, man, I'll tell you, they were dose gigs. So there's a lot of notes and stuff and no hiding, right? No drums, just two basses. And, well, actually, Long Beach one was like Trace because Flea came and played with us. That was a trip. You would have tripped on that, brother.
I really wanted to go down there.
He had to stay at his event thing. So, but we've never done this when we brought in another cat like this and just started jamming. And we got some good wails. And then came a point where he played his trumpet for a little bit.
Cool.
But mainly did bass. He had got this, like, 1960 Fender P. Badass bass. Because Flea ain't mainly a Fender, man. Modulus makes it on some. He really likes his bass, and he was jamming with us. We got these three-part things. Now, I was lame. I couldn't be expressive, you know? When you work the left hand, and there's a lot of the way the notes come out, you're not just punching them out like it was a typewriter, right? So I couldn't do it. I had no strength. I can barely make a fist. And today at Prac, even with Pete and Jer, that was terrible. That was with drums and stuff, and I just couldn't. So that's why I was here early. But everyone was swinging here, so. I was very lucky that an old friend I hadn't seen for a while, Christy, saw me and said, "Hey, Watt." And talking, and so I asked her to come on over to the show, Christy. Hi, welcome to the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
She brought some records we're going to play. But I have to say, all this John Coltrane made me think of a buddy of mine named Steve McKay, plays sax with the Stooges.
Cool.
And so we got a song of his here. Kind of can relate to it with that bike wreck. It's called Face Up on Dash. That was more face up on asphalt. You get the idea. Watt from Pedro show.
There's a friend of mine that trips, and all the words fall from his lips, like the arrangement of a symphony. And when he's thinking of his gin, I gotta stand away from him. 'Cause from time to time he falls. Spooks are in my head, like in a dirty stripper's bed, that's barely old enough to drink. He clamps his hands upon his ears, and screams at voices that he hears. Sometimes he curls up in the sand. There's a friend of mine that trips, and all the words fall from his lips, like the arrangement of a symphony. Given or thought about, it's never given to my friend that trips. They don't call him a hobo anymore, like back in 1954, when he had to leave a wife and kin. Well, somehow the wisdom can be seen behind a glass of gasoline that ignites a fire in his eye. There's a friend of mine that trips, and all the words fall from his lips like the arrangement of a symphony. Trips, and all the words fall from his lips like the arrangement of a symphony.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Bellini. Whoa. Moving the mic around. All right, Brother Matt. That was Bellini with the best song on a starship. And before that, we had Mike Mart. His album, God, it took him a couple years to make it. He's got, who put on the benefit last night for the Wooten Center over at the Hudson Piazzas in Long Beach. And the song was Friend of Mine That Trips. Goes out to Doug Rocket. He loves Mike Mart. So do I. And we started off with Steve McKay. By the way, still has the Funhouse tenor, which is wild. And a song called Face Up on Dash. And Iggy called me the other day. He says we're going to record in Detroit in February. A Junior Kimbrough song.
Cool.
Sunday afternoon, getting the Pedro sounds, ambiance. Christy, you brought some music. We're going to play some.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So, like Brother Matt, you're a teacher.
Teaching third grade in Pedro.
Yeah, that's so great.
I like it
a lot. Being able to walk to work.
Walking's the way to go.
Because when I met you, you were teaching in the inner city.
That's right, in Linwood.
Well, you were still going to school, but then a little while after you were...
Yeah, actually, no. In fact, when I met you, I was, in San Diego going to school.
Yeah.
At the Casbah, I think that's when I first met you.
Yeah. But you were in Pedro.
Yeah.
Which was a trip. And then she started teaching, Linwood. And so to get a Pedro gig, that's happening.
I like it a lot here. But it was cool there, too. Different.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever teach in inner city, Brother
Matt?
Yeah,
yeah.
What part?
I was a sub. Like, I was at Curtis Middle School.
Yes.
That was pretty nuts. I couldn't really see the point of hanging there as a sub. I almost left at nutrition. But I stuck it out for the day for the adventure.
Pettibone was a sub in the inner city.
Oh, yeah?
Jordan, Manual Arts, Washington,
wow.
Fremont.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's an adventure. The middle school, I don't care for middle school. Some people get off on it because the energy level. You know, it's like, thank God for people like that, because I just can't relate to those little kids. It's always dealt with older ones, like adult dads. Like, going down to high school was the youngest. So I dug it. Middle school is just a little bit too young. I couldn't relate to them. They don't get your jokes.
Well, Chrissy's doing third grade.
Yeah, you just had to train them.
Yeah, everybody kind of clicks at different levels, thank God. I remember I had some guy in my class. He was like my age. He lives on a boat. And he taught kindergarten, and I thought, this guy, he's just skating, but he connected with those little kids, man. He had them reading, like, way before their time.
Yeah.
So, thank God for people like everyone clicks at their level. I deal with older misfit kids.
It takes a lot of colors to make a rainbow. We need all the hues, all the tint.
Yeah.
But you brought some music. You're going to play, we're going to play it. Song you chose, you brought over from your pad. Some Mop Double Nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So here is George Hurley, D. Boone, and myself from a few moons ago. What from Pedro Show. Pedro Show, that's Bob Marley live at the Roxy. What year is this? 1976. Wow, a month before I graduated high school. I saw myself, well, not myself, it was with Martin Tamberovich and Richard Bonney. 1979, Poly Pavilion. Before that, we had Say No Picnic, The Minutemen. Thank you, Christy, for picking those songs. You wanted some Bowie, too, but we'll have to play that at the start of the next hour.
Boom.
So this is the end of the first hour. Watt Pedro Show, December 21st, 2003. Hold tight for hour two. December 21st, 2003. It's the winter solstice. And the Watt from Pedro Show, hour two. Here's some stuff Christy picked. David Bowie. Thank you.
lights, taking you nowhere. The sky life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come with us, baby. This might be the last I saw. What I'm begging you see for a little more. Come with us, baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come with us, baby. Of a dream car, 20 foot long. Don't cry, my son, don't break my heart. Doing all right, the kind of get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. There's my baby, lost at all. Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Angel, come with us, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna put you in these golden years. Come on. Yes. Golden years. Golden years. Golden years. Golden years.
You got to turn that down, Brother Matt.
Yeah, we got to.
Well, some pilot air. Effect. Now, that was Thick, an Amarillo band with Grab the Philosopher. Great guys. Hope to play with them again. I know I'm going to play the town this spring tour. God, I hadn't played Amarillo in a long time. Well, I did do that benefit for Brian Dennehy, that cat who was killed for having a mohawk. You know, it's a nice, open, tolerant situation when you get killed for a haircut. God, I hadn't played there. And that was across from a weapons factory, Pemex, east side of town. That's with motorcycles that are loud.
Yeah. Huh? Sunday cruisers.
Little dicks or what? Can't handle it. You know, yesterday, I was with my drummer, Jer, and he's taking me prac to help me load in the boxes for the gigs. Well, I should tell you that we started off with your song, Christy, Golden Years, Dave Bowie. Anyway, this is a phenomenon now with huge pickup trucks. Here we are living in a town with narrow little streets and idiots getting big pickup trucks with one guy, you know. It's not like they got a crew or they got a bunch of work gear. They're just trendy stuff.
Yeah, big toys.
Yeah. What's up? Like 10 gallons a mile.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You just get dialed into cool jobs and get paid enough to get big toys. And
or at least make payments.
But yeah.
The repo man come. You know, I liked it when the trend was for little trucks. That was going for a while.
Now they got little Bogart, Mini Coopers and big old giant SUVs. Yeah. Weird combo.
Yeah. Big F-350. Yeah, I can understand living out on a farm or like where the Thick guys are out in Amarillo. But in Pedro, and they're not carrying it. It's just a styler statement.
Yeah,
that's it.
That is true.
You know? Why don't you save it for a whatever, polyester shirt at the disco. Make your statement that way. Don't Bogart the roads. You know, here I drive a boat, but I mean, I have to use that thing for tour and gigs. Believe me. I'm talking to a man who's had 8 Volkswagens, 3 little trucks. I would have a tiny vehicle for sure. We could miniaturize the gear somehow. Put it in the glove box. Anyway, happy, pleased, honored to have Brother Matt with the spin cycle.
Cool, thanks. We're going to turn the chupacabras loose.
Yeah. Rip. We'll be right back.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Music in three dimensions.
Got it. one puberty takes its toll. And no one knows the whereabouts, what they do or what they did. Chew them up and spit them out, like all of the Cosby Kids. It's the toughest game and the hardest time. It's the longest walk on the finish line. It's sad and true that they love then kill. Where do they go when they die? To the big 80s sitcom in the sky. J. Fox was a household name in
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Rocky Erickson with Please Judge. For that, Household Name, Ben Lee. And Thursday by Liquor Bike after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Thank you,
ooh,
Brother Matt.
Cool, thank you.
End of the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show, December 21st, Solstice. 2003. Hang tight for hour three. December 21st, 2003, winter solstice. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part four of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders.
Yeah.
And now for today's thrilling adventure, the Marquis of Carumbas. Jack Flanders has been given a large, overstuffed green velvet chair. When he sits in the chair, his everyday reality fades away, and Jack finds himself in another realm, a strange world where great three-masted flying ships sail the skies, and where pirates and sorcerers prowl the borders of his mind and pounce out of the shadows. It's evening. A church bell tolls the midnight hour. Jack turns to the chair.
Here we go again.
He sits in the big overstuffed chair, sinking way down into the soft green velvet cushions.
Nothing. I expected something to happen, but... Well, folks, nothing tonight. Whatever magic this chair had, I think it's gone. Well, I guess I should get up and go to bed. I'm so tired. Maybe none of this stuff really ever happened.
Maybe I just dreamed it all. Or maybe, I don't know.
Jack dreams. He's drifting through a thick gray swirling mist. A huge, thick-skulled demon head appears out of the mist. It's the bow of a ship, but what kind of ship? Manned by unseen oarsmen, with the moans of the damned wailing from deep within. He's moving across the deck. Strange, shadowy creatures part for his presence. They seem to swirl and dance with the mist, but he can't seem to focus on them. Chained to the deck is a large winged reptile. It snarls and strains at the chains.
A frog.
In the bow stands a woman. A light breeze blows her garments, outlining her body. A body beautiful and graceful, with skin dark as ebony, rich, glossy, and sleek. He's moving across the deck, toward her, through the shadowy creatures. But somehow, he knows the secrets of the shape changers. He's not Jack. She turns and looks at him. Her face is covered by a veil. She removes the veil, and there before him, as splendid as the full moon, is the face of the Mona Lisa. Oh, that gentle, mischievous smile. Those lovely lips. A mustache appears.
Oh, my God.
His false shape cracks.
Uh-oh.
Starts to crumble. The shadowy creatures upon the deck slither and slurp forward. Jack retreats. They know who he is now and leap upon him. But his great broadsword is out of the scabbard. He croons the ancient spells, caressing the magic runes upon the handle. The sword springs to life, hacking and whacking the foulsome, scaly, and slimy foe. The Frombork screams a shriek of fury as its chains are ripped from the deck. The huge wings sweep the deck of scurrying demons. Jack leaps upon its back as the Frombork takes to the air. He pounds his mighty chest and gives a triumphant cry. And knocks himself right off the Frombork's back. And falls, and falls, and wakes.
Oh. Oh. What a sick dream. Thank God I'm back in my living room. This isn't my living room. What? I think I'm in a boat. I'm moving. Oh, my God. I don't think I did wake up. Someone is pulling this boat. I can't see who or what it is. It's wearing a top hat. With smoke coming out of the top. Or is it fog? Excuse me. Who are you?
I am the Marquis of Columba.
It's an interesting name.
Lifted from a dead man.
Oh?
He never existed.
Oh, a fictional person.
Exactly. I breathe him to life because I am real. As you see. You do see.
I think so.
I am the real Marquis. The Marquis of Karama.
Right.
Who are you?
Me? I'm Jack Flanders.
Of course. Alias Marcel Duchamp. Painter of sin. Little mustachio. Eh?
But how did you... Are you a wizard?
A marsh wizard.
A marsh wizard. How long have I been sitting in your boat?
You just arrived to sleep. Your intention is to materialize elsewhere. You really should stay awake. I might have been a ravenous beast. And eaten you on the spot.
Were you expecting me?
Oh, yes. I was just poling through these slimy waters, praying that some buffoon like you would pop into my bunk.
Oh. Well, where are we?
Oh, not far.
From where?
The boardings. Splendid night. Leisurely punt through the slime.
What boarders?
Nevermind.
The boarders in the Nevermind?
Yes.
Are we waiting for something?
The ferry.
And then what?
You take the ferry across the borders to... Thank you.
The Nevermind?
Yes. But...
Is it safe? The stories I've heard about the Nevermind were terrifying.
Yes. Ah, I feel the ferry approaching.
Where?
Over there.
Well, that just looks like a thick fog moving in.
Not on time.
Oh, you mean it's in the fog?
It is the fog. It sounds as though it may be nostalgia night.
What is that thing?
It's essentially a memory shrouded in mist. Out collecting specimens, nostalgia is the law tonight.
This thing just slithers around the marshes collecting people?
Never mind. It's a small realm. But still, someone has to do the work.
You mean it makes slaves of the people?
Oh, no. Nothing so weak. They can leave whenever the thought occurs to them.
Oh.
It's just the thought doesn't seem to occur. Now, let's see. We'll send out a simple thought. Well, I say. Shall we stroll past the sidewalk cafes in Paris, say, circa 1920?
It's turning. It's coming straight for us.
Ah, the cafe life. Strolling down the streets of Paris. The endless hours spent discussing art. Drinking ourselves into blissful oblivion.
It's swallowing us. I can't breathe.
Stop at this cafe. Oh, looks as though you could use a drink. A little white wine to the trick. Here.
Oh, thanks. It doesn't have any taste.
Smile as though you're absolutely superb.
I'm still thirsty.
Shh.
How much of this is real?
Minimum reality. Nostalgia's rather narrow and stupid, but allows for improvisation on our part. Have a cigar.
Look, I have got to know something about the...
Voice down, please.
What the hell is the never mind?
Don't you have cigars?
Is it real?
Of course it's not real. Act as though it's real. Right?
Yeah.
Quite good. What are you saying? You were saying...
What is the...
Shh.
What is the never mind?
You know, if you imagine a little taste in this wine. Quite pleasant, actually.
The never mind.
Yes. It's a mind. Rather like yours, a mind. Has its boundary.
But no body.
No.
It just exists.
Yes. Drink your wine.
All right. It's delicious, I imagine. Do I keep acting as though everything is real?
Yes, just like in real life.
Well, what is beyond the never mind?
Beyond?
Yes, there's someone I'd like to meet. I was told she was beyond the never mind.
Unlikely beyond the borders. She's probably out of reach. That kind. Beyond, you know.
Out of reach?
Yeah.
This is a slightly deranged city, isn't it?
The streets do tend to wander a bit.
Yeah. Over there, they wander right through the middle of someone's house.
Quaint.
In fact, the whole city is almost like one structure with the streets tunneling all over the place.
Yeah. Thirsty?
You bet.
A tavern over there. Come on.
What'll it be?
Two tankards of stout. Is it all right?
Oh, fine.
Yes, two stouts.
Right.
They don't seem unhappy.
People adapt easily to any kind of tyranny.
Maybe, but...
Where you're from, are people happy?
Sure.
Really?
Here you go. 6 Watsits.
I beg your pardon?
6 Watsits.
Watsits?
The Watsit is their standard currency.
Oh.
Do you have any money?
Well, just dollars, you know.
God, they never accept that.
6 Watsits.
You have to pick up some loose change.
How?
You'll be paying or what?
One moment, my hairy fellow. Your attention, please. My invisible friend and I have just arrived from the fabled city of Paris.
Invisible?
We are both darlings. Dancers of some renown. May I introduce my friend, Marcel Twinkletoes Duchamp.
What are you getting us into?
With your kind indulgence, Marcel Duchamp will perform the piece that has made him the talk of the town, the darling of all the salons of gay Paris.
I can't stand.
The dance is a shock to the entire continent.
I told you I can't
the
dance.
The dance has outraged both critic and connoisseur.
What?
The truly scandalous piece entitled Nude Descending a Staircase.
Oh, no, you don't.
Just follow me.
The hell I will.
It's all symbolic. Watch. Come on.
I can't tap dance.
Trust me. Come on. Nothing fancy.
Fancy? Don't pinch me.
That's it.
I'm dancing.
I'm so young. Who is it?
Incredible.
Just follow me.
I can't believe it.
Not bad.
Hey. You know, this isn't what I'd call keeping a low profile.
Let's wind it up before you blow it. Here we go. There.
I did it.
Pass the hat, will you?
I don't have a hat.
Oh? There.
Oh, thanks.
Day has its eyes. The night has its ears.
The Marquis of Columbus. Come in, come in.
A midget.
I am at war.
This is my friend, Marcel.
Get out.
What?
Get out. Out, out.
But
better get outside,
out, out,
Marcel.
Out.
Oh, no. Well, we
out.
Have something private
out,
to discuss.
Out, out, out.
Nasty little runt. Well, I... Wait a minute. There's no door here. It's just a blank wall. The door is gone.
Something wrong?
Huh? Oh, no. No, I was just admiring the brickwork. It's nice. Well, so long. This is not a good situation to be in. I'd better keep cool. Can't arouse suspicion. There's a square up there. A fountain. I think I'll get a drink and gather my thoughts. My thoughts are starting to get a little wild. That's good. I better keep moving. Oh, that puddle of water. Strange the way it reflects the sky. I better not step in it. I might just fall into the sky. Wait. There's something moving across the square. It's a bluish light. It seems to be scanning the square. I have to keep moving. Everyone's looking at me. I better walk a little faster. I think I'm being followed. Faster. I've got to walk faster. Everyone's looking at me. They're all staring at me. God, would I like to wake up from this one. They're closing in. I've got to make a run for it.
Well, shall we proceed?
I've been staring at a reflection of the sky.
Yes, you're all right.
Yeah.
Jack and the Marquis of Columbus return to the edge of the city.
Ah, my good man. How much to rent that long-winged flying skip?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yep. Take for rent.
I see.
Sell it to you.
How much?
1,000 watsits.
1,000 watsits?
Yep.
This short wing dinghy.
600 watsits.
600?
Yep.
We'll have to pick up some more loose change.
Your attention, please! My invisible friend and I just arrived from the...
And so, once again, the dancing duo gather a crowd and go into their tap routine, ending with a flashy flourish and a pass of the hat.
600, 700,
what's our take?
925 whoosits. How many whoosits in a what's it?
40.2.
40.2, that means that all we got was 23 watsits.
That'll do. Come on.
You boys got it?
Here you are. 200, 300, 400, 500, 600.
This isn't right.
What's it to you?
Right.
Come on, let's get out of here.
They set off, stroking their wings above the smelly waters, setting a course for deep into the dark interior of the Nevermind.
Strange light for nighttime.
Twilight. It never changes.
They continue, their short-winged dinghy skimming above the stagnant surface, dipping beneath the branches of huge, grotesque trees. Branches dripping with moss and vines and monstrous orchids. Their pungent odor so thick, Jack nearly swoons, toppling overboard.
Wake up!
Huh? Oh, thanks.
Deeper and deeper they go into the dark, virginal depths of this ghoulish marsh.
There's some kind of tombs sticking up out of the water. What is that?
The remains of the long-lost sunken city of Zug.
You mean the whole city sank?
Yes. Charming sight in his day, they say. Little canals, marvelous architecture, and so on. Quite sunk now, though. Vines and slime now.
Are those carvings?
Demon.
They're so familiar. You know, I think I had a dream about this place.
It's not the usual fare for dream tourists, you know.
I know. And that building in the center over there, is that a palace?
Yes, a palace. Oh, what's left?
God, it's creepy.
Often referred to in the fable as the city of demons.
Not real demons.
No.
You know, I think I had a dream about that, too.
I believe you can fit quite nicely. Yes.
What?
Through that top window. We'll fly this boat right into the palace.
But why?
You'll see. Steady now. Up a bit. That's it. In we go.
It's dark.
Your eyes will become accustomed. Gentle now. We'll sit down. Gentle now. Here we go.
How large is this room?
That's one thing about wizards. They learn to see in the dark.
How?
The corners of your eyes. But you have to look straight ahead. You can see ghosts, spirits, all sorts of unearthly things through the corners of your eyes.
I think I can see now. It seems there's... Oh, my God. What are those things?
What Jack is seeing is fungus. Milky white, almost transparent, huge and round as puffballs, growing from the mossy walls, the moldy drapes and rotting tapestries. And as he looks up, there's even more clinging to the high vaulted ceiling above his head.
Oh, my God. They're alive.
Of course they're alive.
But they're like giant puffballs. Are they poisonous?
Quite benevolent. Don't eat them and they won't eat you.
Some of them seem to be changing colors.
Well, shall we explore?
Through the rooms of the palace they paddle.
You know, I've had some weird dreams, but this...
Fungus?
Yes. Well, they seem to be growing on everything. Don't you wizards ever get scared?
Of course.
You never really conquer fear?
Never really. Never really. conquer anything.
They enter a vast hall, lavishly ornamented with hideous demon frescoes. The walls and ceilings are thick with the clinging round fungi, and the surface of the water is covered with lovely, fragrant water lilies.
Look at those lily pads. They're monstrous.
The royal sunken city water lily, a rare one. This is where I get off.
What?
I'll take my paddle.
You're leaving me?
I'll just paddle off on one of these marvelous lily pads.
But you are coming back.
Of course. Hello?
I think I'll get out and go for a walk. Rather a hop across these lily pads. Maybe I'll go visit a fungus. Here's one. It's almost transparent. I wonder if it's safe to touch it. Soft. It's almost like skin. It's glowing. I can see inside. It looks like my... Oh no, it looks like my overstuffed chair in there. There's a woman sitting in it. Smiling at me. Who is she? She's fading. Wait, who is she? She's gone. Let me try another one. Oh, here's one. Just rub it a little. It's glowing. What? That's me in there. But I'm wearing the Marquis's clothes. Who's that I'm talking to? Oh, it's fading. This one is different. It's the town. The tap routine. But it's only me and... It's fading. Now I'm flying through the marsh in a boat, but again, it's only me. What does it all mean? It's gone. Enough of this.
Using the lily pads as stepping stones, Jack hops down the length of the great hall. At the far end, barely above the waterline, is a marble throne covered with green moss.
It's an odd throne. It sort of reminds me of my chair. Should I sit? Well, I've sat in some pretty creepy things in my time. Might as well. Oh, it's hard and cold and mossy. Why does everything seem so fuzzy? Is it my eyes? It's all fading away. Wait a minute. I'm fading away. Wait. I'm not ready to leave. I haven't figured out what's going on yet. I'm back in my living room. It's morning again. Damn. I wasn't ready to leave. Oh, you stupid chair. Well, I might as well go outside and say hello to the birds.
dead. The kingdom of my mind. You won't be shocked to know. There's nothing you will find that you can reach down to the center of my skull. You might discover, oh, there's nothing there at all. I wish it could be different. I wish that I could find something of importance in the kingdom. The kingdom of my mind. You could crawl inside, he said, the kingdom of my mind. You might discover it's a bad place to unwind. And you could step down the stairs into my soul. Wear a jacket, baby. Oh, cause it's very, very cold. Oh, I wish it could be different. I wish that I could find something of importance in the kingdom. The kingdom of my mind. Kingdom of my mind.
What from Pedro Show. That was the Blood Drained Cows. Funny, I write cowboys. It's the Blood Drained Cows, not cowboys. Where's my mind at, cowboy? That's Greg Turner of VOM and Angry Samoans with his New Mexico band, where he teaches school now. The Kingdom of My Mind. Before that, we had Pinhead by the Ramones, then Attack El Robot, Attack by Calexico. Before that, Please Come Home from Christmas, Marsha Ball. Christmas is coming. So I thought it'd be ridiculous. Play it after. This is before. So get home for Christmas. When's Chinooka? Yesterday?
Yeah.
So get home for that too. And Kwanzaa. And what are the other ones?
Burrito Day just passed.
Burrito Day. The most important. So get ready for next year's. Come home early. And of course, part four. Incredible Adventures of Jack Flanders. The saga gets more immersed in trippiness. Here's Bob Mould, Watt from Pedro Show.
Well, not a tough hearted dad. He's got a fatal erection. Home in bed. He's really smart and he's really fast. Got a hot kick to the fuck in his past. Serve us, my young son. This is every place. This is sonic, this hot, amazing, crazy, strange, raging. God, the flare up to your brain. Thanks to the sports, we arrived at a planet when you're rocking up. An adrenal pencil, a man who watched this explosion music. Creation utopia, and all out my third, you with a drug, the crazy rhyme. Let's be forced to lock and down with a broken heart. There's sights on sight. Now you're telling us what to wave a wig. Let's poke your eyes out.
去把钱吃上个饭嘎。
Lot from Pedro Show. That was the good people with Big D.
That was good. People.
Off the Spat record compilation. Before that, we had a live version of Tough Gnarl by the Black Gang, which was myself, Nels Klein, Bob Lee on drums, Nels Klein on guitar, and Carla Boslich sing it.
Yeah, it's classic.
1998. Before that, we had Orange Skies by Arthur Lee and Love. His comeback tour live. And we started off with Bob Mould. Something off his Modulate record, Sunset Safety Glass. Coming to the end of the Solstice Show, Winter Solstice 2003, with Watt and Brother Matt here at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point, Pedro. North of the Equator. West of the Rockies. East of Tokyo. That's right. Everybody, have a good Xmas.
Yeah, happy
Chinooka.
Holidays.
Kwanzaa. Whatever kind of friendly thing that doesn't get too belligerent on people. On a violent tip. You know, we got enough of that the rest of the year. We got to spread it to the rest of the year.
Heal up.
Got to heal this hurt that Watt's got in his arm, in his hand, so he can work his bass. All you folks, though, keep your powder dry.